Indiana cannot require medical facilities to bury or cremate fetal remains. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports that's what a federal judge recently ruled in a lawsuit filed in 2020.
Indiana first passed a law in 2016 that required medical providers to bury or cremate fetal remains rather than treat them as medical waste. That law was ultimately upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court, and in 2020, the state followed up by creating rules and procedures medical facilities must follow for handling fetal remains. A group of healthcare providers and anonymous Hoosier women filed a lawsuit that year challenging the rules. Specifically, the women said they don't believe the fetus is the same as a person, and therefore its remains shouldn't be treated the same. Federal Judge Richard Young agrees. He says Indiana is imposing an unconstitutional burden on people's religious and moral beliefs. The state argues that it allows people to take fetal remains home and dispose of them however they want, thus not restricting their beliefs. But Young says that still means Indiana is making it more difficult, if not impossible, to dispose of fetal remains as medical waste, which he rules must be allowed. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.